Greetings in our Lord's name. John Horn speaking to you, and I have somewhat to say further along the lines that we have been speaking about the death and the results of the death of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. We quoted to you, or at least read to you, in St. John chapter 12 and 32, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." And we pointed out that from Calvary, even there were fruits of his death seen when he was yet on the cross, for the repentant thief turned to him and said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom." And then he had those assuring words, "This day shalt thou be with me in paradise." And so from Calvary right down until the present moment, our Lord Jesus Christ has been drawing. There's a drawing power in the world today, the Holy Spirit of God, that's drawing men and women to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can never know him, you can never become acquainted with him, other than by way of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. His death for the guilty, his death for the lost. But then we said something about that verse. It seems to be divided into two parts. He said, "And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men," or all manner of men, "unto me." Now, if you look around today, certainly the world abounds with unbelief and unbelievers, and certainly the world is far, far from being Christianized. And the truth is that there are far more unsaved in the world today than there are saved ones. And someone perhaps is saying then, do you think that because our Lord Jesus Christ died upon the cross, and further because he said, "And I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me," that everybody's going to be saved? No. We believe nothing of the kind. We believe that God has provided salvation for all mankind. But you know, after all, God is sovereign, and true, there's the human side of it as well. There are those who are hostile to God today. There are those who have not as yet bowed to his Son and bowed to his terms and received the Savior, and hence they're still in their sins. But you know, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Ye will not come unto me that ye might have life." But you know, I'm glad in that very same gospel that he goes on to tell us, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." So it doesn't make any difference who you are today, burdened about your guilt, burdened about your sin. His pledge and his promise to you is, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise," or "I will for no reason, cast out." And you could enjoy the very peace of God in your heart and in your soul today. But let's go on a little further with that verse. Do you think everybody will be saved because Christ died? Far from it. But we do say that as a result of his death, all will be drawn to him. Some will be drawn by love in the power of the Spirit and will own his Son as personal Savior and Lord, and thus will share the triumphs of his accomplished work forever and forever. On the other hand, there are multitudes who will not come to our Lord Jesus Christ, as we have already quoted. "You will not come unto me that you might have life." Then we read to you in the epistle of Paul to the Philippians that because he died and God raised him from the dead and exalted him to the right hand of the majesty on high, he says that every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In other words, there will be multitudes who will own Jesus Christ as Lord and yet be lost everlastingly. They will be drawn to him by his force and his power. They would not come in this, the dispensation of grace, but in the day of judgment they'll be brought by force and power to own Jesus Christ as Lord. But let me give you a very cheering word now as we conclude this little broadcast to you. This is God's will, or God's desire. Who will have, or who wishes to have, all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Isn't it wonderful to know that God is a God of love? Is it not wonderful to know that his desire is that all men should come unto him and be saved? And here's the reason: who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Now listen, if you miss heaven, it'll be because you would not bow to his terms, you would not receive his Son, and hence there's nothing left for you but judgment eternally. Trust his Son today. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry with thee, and ye perish in the way.